Hi, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie. We're starting off with our Sunday, April 11th, 2010, with a chart that Steve sent me. It is a chart that's the Commodity Futures Trading Commission publishes, showing the kind of positions that big traders would have. And I think he sent it to me because I had said that the problem was that we had a lot of short covering going on, and what this chart shows is the big short covering. You see the first one I can't make a PDF of this chart, but it's the first big spike up in short covering occurred from the March low that started the present bull market, and then things kind of settled down, and you could see that the shorting started in the February time period. We were going into that correction, then you had this big monster rally on the covering price zones. Since I'm not in that kind of a game, and most people probably aren't in that game, I point out the danger of going in this flip-flop and getting too bearish. Once you get into an advanced decline T, it turns out the smart thing to do is to look for to buy the lows. In February, you do have looks to be a serious decline, and so I kind of mentioned that some of the longer-term professionals who are focusing on the longer-term trend and believe that what they own is the right thing to do, just cut back if they see warning signs. So if you do that, it saves you all this trouble, because what they did was they shorted going down in, and then they all covered. And it's a kind of a flip-flop that it's sort of damaging to your psychological health. One of the things that was a big point, I think, in favor of Marty Schwartz when he was in his active trading time periods was that he never went short. He was always buying. He bought a lot of things. He bought a lot of S&P contracts, but he bought them when they were oversold, because he had been trained as an equity analyst, and he had his own interpretation of what the long-term trend was, but he didn't play both sides of the market. He just waited for the opportunity. One of the advantages in doing that is that you get little breaks, and so you can go get a life because you don't have any position. This way, they're just trading up and down. And I think probably it's a bad practice, and just cutting back when you seem to have a problem would be the right way to go, because if the advanced client says you're going up every time you have a big rush for the bears, they're going to get burned out. And then when you get to the final top and you start down, you find out that they don't want to short anymore when they should be doing it. So that's that's the way things go in bull markets. And since the bull market lasts for about 17 months, you tend to get burnt a lot of times, and then you don't want to do the right thing when the top comes in, as far as the T's are concerned. And so I just wanted to, he was kind enough to send the chart, and I just thought I'd post that. And then we're going to turn on to the next topic, which is the advanced decline oscillator, and some of these lessons apply. Thank you.